This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is interesting. E-cigs are kind of getting some good news, which they haven't gotten in a while. Not that I feel sorry for e-cig companies. But we're being told that e-cigarettes are 3 times more effective than nicotine replacement gums and patches at helping smokers quit. Now, we got to be very, very, very careful with that data and with that statement. But they may be correct that more people may be quitting smoking because they could go to a vape pen or a Juul or an e-cig as opposed to having to go to the gum. I'll believe that. Now, are they getting off the e-cig? That's a whole other question. They say vapers were 95% more likely to be successful than those not using the gadgets. They say smokers given nicotine replacement therapy were 34% more likely to succeed. So what happened is they compared replacement therapy like gums, patches, lozenges, and they say if smokers were given something such as that, 34% were likely to succeed. But if you vaped, you had a 95% better chance to get off cigarettes. Now, what they did is they looked at 20,000 smokers, and so they found e-cigs beat everything else. And I don't think any doctor is really going to debate that. We know that if we could stick something else into your mouth that acts like a cigarette and gives you the nicotine hit, it's going to be easier than becoming a gum chewer. Or using a patch. We know that. I mean, it's you know, basically swapping. What was that where somebody kept wanting to eat, and so somebody took the food out of his mouth and gave him celery and told him to just eat the celery? You know, I mean, you know, trying to have an as close to an even swap as good as possible. Now, this was a study out of the University College London, and the scientists found people given varenicline, marketed as Champix, which I think is close to Chantix, were 82% more likely to give up the habit. But still, e-cigs do better. Now, in the NHS, this is in England, charities have been asking them to recommend e-cigs to smokers to get people off smoking. And so this is the big debate we have here in America. Do we push and redirect people to another habit? I say no. I get we got to get people off smoking, and we've been doing a damn good job. But I don't know enough about the vaping solutions and what the food colorings do to the lungs. I don't know. I had a guy that called into telemedicine the other day, and he sounded really bad. And I'm like, okay, this is a pneumonia. And it turns out it's a young guy who just started to cough a few days ago. And I'm like, well, damn. I mean, you got to go to the hospital, man. You sound like you have pneumonia. Do you smoke? Do you vape? Yeah, I vape. And I'm like, well, you know, do me a favor, cut that back. Because I don't know if it's making your lungs weaker. Now, again, I'm not doing any study. So I don't have a lot of proof. So those of you that are pro-vaping, you know, you could be like, oh, you know, doctors need to shut the hell up until we have the research. But the problem is I really can't wait for the research. I mean, I don't know how much longer I can wait. But the one thing I'm noticing anecdotally is we got a lot of young people having real bad coughs. Well, Dr. Wax, it was a bad flu season. Well, not as bad as last year. I don't know if I could blame the flu season for these bad coughs. So I'm kind of on my own trying to do a little study where when somebody sounds like they've been smoking for 80 years, right, and they're only 22, and they have one hell of a dramatic response to a cough or a bronchitis, I'm asking if they vape and how much they vape. And I'm not too surprised by the results. So when people say, let's start getting every smoker, let's hand anybody who smokes a cigarette a vape pen, I don't know if we could do that. So this study was published in the journal Addiction, and it's thought to be one of the biggest to compare success rates to stop smoking eights. It looked at 18,900 smokers who tried to give it up. Successful quitters were those who claimed they were still not smoking 12 months later. So, because did you quit for a week? No, they quit for a year. That kind of counts. But nicotine replacement therapy is only given to those who get the prescription. It's really hard to get this stuff over the counter. And so if you had to buy it from a shop versus prescription, it didn't seem to do as well as a prescription. Why is a prescription stronger? Is it because, well, you spent money on a prescription, so you're going to, you know, give it more of a chance? I don't know. So we did, you know, write about how the chemicals in the vapor, like cinnamon, strawberry, banana, could cause inflammation of the cells of the arteries, veins, and heart. One reason why doctors are so anti-tobacco and anti-cigarettes is because it also causes heart disease. Well, now we're being told that the vaping flavors could cause inflammation to arteries that supply the heart. Well, then what's going on? So if we're going to be causing blood vessel damage and putting people at risk for heart attacks with vape pens, we need to come up with something way different. They say that a lot of these flavorings cause the body to react in a way that mimics the early signs of heart disease, heart attacks, or strokes. This was a Boston University study. So causing the vasoconstriction of the vessel could cause less blood flow to the heart. And then smoking e-cigs could make DNA mutations, putting you at risk for cancer, or enabling certain bacteria to infect you. They also found that the cells mutated and became cancerous much faster than expected. These were in mice given the vapor. And they said vapors are more likely to get pneumonia. So we aren't ready to tell everybody to go e-cig. I'm not ready. 1-877-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we have a report here, which doesn't surprise me at all in the least, where older Americans are more likely to cite workplace discrimination. And about half of Americans think there is age discrimination in the workplace, according to a poll by the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. And this age discrimination appears to be kind of split by age, depending on the poll. Poll finds 60% of adults age 60 and over say older workers in the U.S. are often discriminated against, while 43% of adults younger than 45 say the same. Wendy Sachs, 48 years old, an author and speaker, said, I just think they're not really aware of it. She discusses her own experiences with age discrimination. She's been working at a New York City startup. And she said federal law, or they say federal law, is supposed to bar age discrimination. Yet 3/4 of adults over 60 and 65% between 45 and 59 say their age is putting them at a disadvantage when looking for work. 1 in 10 adults 60 and over, and about 2 in 10 of those, you know, middle-aged, 45 to 59, say they have been passed over for a raise, promotion, or chance to get ahead specifically because of their age. Kevin Kucinich is a 63-year-old New Yorker. He said, they look at you kind of strange as you apply for a job. And I immediately know, oh, well, I'm not going to get hired. He spent years being rejected from jobs for which he felt overqualified after an August 2012 layoff. I told you guys, a lot of people who were in their jobs for decades, who, you know, got raises, got promoted, advanced to a level that should have kept them safe, were the first to go a lot of times in these, when things got bad. Because you could get cheaper. So when it started to be more about, you know, when you have the computers doing the thinking and the automation doing a lot of the hard work, you kind of just need, you know, somebody just man the post. And if they could get somebody half the price, these companies will do it. So Kucinich now works a few days each week as a background actor, according to the Washington Post, in movies and television through Central Casting New York. He says his wife luckily makes a salary, but he was laid off at the age of 56, and now he's 63. And so he has spent all those years trying to get a job, but has been unsuccessful. And so he thinks it's his age. He says as he filled out one particular online application, he was asked to select his birth year from a drop-down menu. He discovered that the menu didn't go back far enough for him to enter an accurate date. It only went back to the 70s. He goes, wow, I'm not even in the drop-down range. I'm really old. Now, younger adults are more likely to think their age is an advantage. Nearly half of those under 30 and about one-third of those between 30 and 44 say they feel their age is a benefit. But a survey shows 75% of women say if they're over 45, they're screwed. 65% of men feel the same way, but women more so. And according to Patrick Button, an assistant economics professor at Tulane, he said, for women, we see an early onset cases of age discrimination, and the discrimination is much more severe. I think there's a lot of sexism in aging. So what Button and his researchers did is they mocked up and distributed 40,000 fake job applications to online postings. And they found that resumes designed to look like they belong to an older applicant, especially an older female, were less likely to get called back. They said there's some evidence of age discrimination against men, but more so men at retirement age than men at age 50. So a woman is going to be discriminated against earlier than a man would, but they both could get discriminated against with age. So what is the law supposed to protect you with? Well, the Federal Age Discrimination and Employment Act bars discrimination in the workplace, period. And a recent decision by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago said that only current employees can be protected by certain elements of the statute, effectively loosening the restrictions. So hiring discrimination is really hard to prove. It is really hard for you to prove that you didn't get the job because you were old or because you were overweight or because you didn't look the part. Because they could just find anything to protect themselves. Yeah, well, we didn't like this. Or we thought there was a conflict of interest. Or she had too many jobs. I mean, I guess one way to prove it is you would have to get the access to somebody else who got hired. So if you were able to get that access, I mean, I guess your lawyer would have to subpoena it. And see, the average person doesn't go through that because that's a lot of money. If you think you had an age discrimination case, you would have to find a lawyer who wouldn't charge you up the yin-yang day one, who would subpoena everything they could, interview applicants, interview the interviewers, and they may find, you know, you don't have a strong enough case. So the other problem is there is a lot of age discrimination that's actually happening blatantly, and you really don't have the money to do anything about it. 21% of adults 60 and over say they feel more respected at work because of their age. The survey also finds only about 1 in 10 adults over 60 are worried about their ability to do their job. So there's a 77-year-old resident of Washington State He works at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, working as a mechanic. He says the only issue was, were you able to do the job? If you're doing it a little slower, okay, we do it slower. He says, I think age discrimination might be an issue in some jobs, but I don't see it in mine. So why am I bringing this up? Well, a lot of you guys are out of jobs, and you email me, you go, what can I do to make my resume look better? What do I do to make myself look younger? And so why? What is going on in the mind of an employer? Well, I was an employer. All right, I had no problem in terms of age, obviously. We had a 70-year-old employee. It's fine. As long as they get the work done, that's fine. In fact, as an employer, if they have Medicare, you pay less in terms of health insurance. There's really an advantage. It's starting to be more of an advantage to have somebody who's older. Plus, you don't have to pay their maternity leave or paternity leave. So, it's great. But, in terms of longevity, in terms of eagerness to work, there might be some stereotypes that follow somebody older. So when you have, let's say, a family man or a mom that has a couple kids, and she's like, I got to support my family, you might, you know, inadvertently be biased towards them because, oh, man, they got a family to support. They don't have Social Security, you know, and that kind of stuff. Even though you and I know Social Security doesn't pay hardly crap. It's like poverty. But you got someone that has to support their kids. You think they're hungry enough to show up to work. But then a lot of us are finding work ethic issues. So, you know, my guess is it really depends on the industry. You know, you have a lot of people hiring because of the culture. You know, people will hire somebody and go, you know, will this kind of, you know, shake things up a little bit here? You know, we have a lot of women that are grouping up and being friendly, and we need people who won't, you know, join the, you know, won't drink the Kool-Aid. We need people that'll kind of be independent, stand on their own bucket. So I think a lot of people that are older, like in nursing, oh my God, you want the older nurses. Those older nurses are fantastic. Not that the younger ones aren't, but you get a nurse, they're not going to play games. They'll get stuff done. But then you also have biases. If you had an older employee that was just so toxic that, you know, started things or, you know, got people to fight with others or every week had a workers' comp injury, you might then project that onto the next person who's older. So in terms of age discrimination, I'm not surprised that it's there. But you are really, you got to realize this, you are really at the mercy of the person who is interviewing you. You know, there was something I auditioned for, and the casting director says, I'm telling you right now, I love you. You are exactly what I think we need. But I'm telling you right now, the director, you know, he got jaded, and if anybody reminds him of his ex-wife, they don't get the part. And you know, you're like, wait a second, if I'm qualified, if I'm good, doesn't matter. So biases are going to come into play. If somebody doesn't like that you're overweight and they think you're going to be lazy because you're overweight, you should be able to sue for that, but it's so hard to prove. So, you know, I'm not sure how to combat that. You can't change your age, so all you could do is bring to the table something that they need. The thing is, you got to find out what they need. If they need no drama, then you bring that to the table, no drama. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Memorial Day 2019 when America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice. National Commander of the American Legion, Army veteran Brett Rystad says,
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty for our country.
The National Moment of Remembrance will be held at 3 p.m. local time across the nation. Americans urged to pause in an act of national unity. Major League Baseball games will stop for 1 minute and Amtrak trains will blow their whistles. Severe weather continues to slam Oklahoma, with more tornadoes breaking out after Saturday night saw two people killed in a big twister in El Reno. Since then, four more people have died, so the death toll's at six, with nearly 100 people injured. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was shocking. 41,000 portable speakers were recalled after multiple reports of explosions. We're talking about those little portable speakers. For explosions? This is according to the Computer Product Safety Commission. Ion Audio LLC had to voluntarily recall speakers yesterday, or the day before, included its Sports Express, Cornerstone, Cornerstone Glow, and Keystone ION audio speakers. Apparently, the speakers reportedly had batteries that could leak hydrogen gas when they charge, cause the speakers to burst. Can you imagine your house burning down? ION Audio imports the speakers from manufacturer Shenzhen Fenda Technology. I'm not sure if they're from China. Doesn't say. And they received 5 reports of explosions. And they're good-looking speakers. 4 of the explosions reportedly involved property damage nearby. The company has not received any reports of injury, thank heavens. Apparently, these Sport Express speakers were sold at Best Buy between June 2018 and May 2019 for about $70. Other speakers were sold at electronics stores around the country and online from March 2016 through March of this year. Apparently, the cornerstone of Cornerstone Glow speakers cost about $100. Keystone speakers cost about $200. They say consumers should immediately stop using the recalled portable speakers and contact ION Audio for a refund in the form of an ION Audio gift card. Oh, okay, well, that's not a refund. That's not money. That means you just have to buy another ION Audio thing. So they do have a full list of recalled speakers. That's kind of scary stuff. Another thing that's kind of scary is these reports of sunscreen. The Environmental Working Group, they are a real gutsy group out there. You claim you have something good or something working or something that's healthy, they're going to be all over it. And apparently a study by the Environmental Working Group warns parents of the worst sunscreens on the market. The study claims almost three-quarters of sunscreens that are sold to consumers don't work. They researched 900 sunscreens and over 500 SPF-labeled moisturizers. So there's a sunscreen and then there's a moisturizer that has sunblock in it. And then they measure data, such as UV ray protection, toxic ingredients, and other hazards. And so here's a list that they think are the worst sunscreens geared toward children. And I buy these. First, Banana Boat's Kids Continuous Spray Sunscreen, SPF 100. Banana Boat Kids Sunscreen Lotion, SPF 100. I buy the Banana Boat all the time. The Copper Tone Foaming Lotion Sunscreen Kids Wacky Foam at the 70 SPF. Copper Tone Sunscreen Continuous Spray Kids SPF 70. Copper Tone Sunscreen Lotion Kids SPF 70. The rest of these are Copper Tone here. Lotion Water Babies 70 plus. Stick Kids SPF 55. Stick Water Babies 55. Water Babies Foaming Lotion 70. CVS made the list at number 10. Their Children's Stick Sunscreen, SPF 55, made the 10th worst. Equate Baby Sunscreen Lotion, SPF 70. Neutrogena Pure and Free Baby Sunscreen of 60. Neutrogena Wet Skin Kids Sunscreen. Neutrogena or Up and Up Kids Sunscreen 6. Consumer Reports also published a study. So, you start to panic here because we're being told that we need to have the highest SPF factor. We need to reapply very frequently. So if now we're being told that they could be dangerous. So I'm right now at the EWG's website. And they say since 2007, the EWG, Environmental Working Group's annual guide to sunscreens, has exposed how many sunscreen products sold in the U.S. fall short of effectively and safely protecting people. And has advised consumers on safer, more effective choices. At the same time, they've also pushed the FDA to update and improve sunscreen regulations, urging the agency to set stricter standards to better protect public health. Like I said, these guys go up against the government all the time. I like them. I actually like them. I know a lot of companies like, oh my gosh, EWG is on our butts, but honestly, I like them. FDA is now proposing big changes that address many of their concerns and should make all sunscreens safe and more effective. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But it's unfortunate the changes will not be in sunscreens on the shelves this year. So they had to make known what doesn't work. So they looked at the 1,300 products, including 750 currently available beach and sports sunscreens. And they found that two-thirds offer inferior sun protection or they contain concerning ingredients like oxybenzone. And oxybenzone is a hormone-disrupting chemical that can be readily absorbed in the body, they say. So the FDA started kind of regulating it about 40 years ago. And then the agency proposed a set of final rules. So they think these rules are going to help. But they say the chemical manufacturers of sunscreen companies are lobbying for weaker restrictions. Now, I told you guys, I'm a big fan of the titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, which kind of reflects the sun. And I don't like the ones that absorb and can cause free radicals. I get a little nervous about that. So they seem to like those. But see, that's what kind of bothers me. That's why I like the sun babies. So, you know, sunscreens are supposed to disperse or absorb the UV rays. The inorganic compounds in sunscreen, like titanium dioxide and zinc, will scatter the UV rays. But the organic compounds, like PAVA and oxybenzone, will absorb the UV rays. Try to absorb them so they can't damage the skin. To me, that's just too close. I would rather just deflect the suckers. And we talked about UVA and UVB radiation. UVA, right, penetrates deeply. They go all the way. UVA all the way. They go deep into the epidermis and dermis. Can cause premature aging of the skin, wrinkles, skin cancer. UVB burns. They're shorter. They primarily affect the epidermis. And they're responsible for causing sunburns as well as skin cancer. So we talk about the SPF a lot. It's sun protection factor. The higher the SPF, the less sun photons can enter the skin and cause damage. So SPF, though, usually protects against UVB rays. So when you're putting on sunscreen, if it's not protecting you against UVA, you're still at risk for skin cancer. What we do is we multiply that SPF factor by how long it takes for one skin to burn. So if I'll burn in 10 minutes out of the sun, and I use an SPF of 30, I should technically not burn for 300 minutes. I'm not going to be out in the sun for 2 hours, though. See what I mean? So you basically multiply by how long you burn. Now, SPF, let's say of 15, they say it will block about 93% of UVB rays. But if you double the SPF, you don't really double the percentage. It just goes up a little bit to 97%. If you have an SPF of 50, it blocks 98% of UVB rays. Nothing's going to be 100. And I wrote an article on this. So, you know, we kind of need to get the scoop on what's safe. Now, they're also pretty open about what they don't know. They say there's insufficient data or significant data gaps on sinoxate, dioxybenzone, ensilazole, meratamate, patamate O, and salicylbenzone. And they say if it has PABA or trolamine salicylate, that is unsafe. Also, not a lot of information on oxybenzone. People are worried about skin absorption, endocrine disruption, allergic reactions on the oxybenzone, which is why I only like the titanium dioxide or the zinc oxide. I don't get sunscreen with oxybenzone. So oxybenzone could cause allergies, could also be detected in human breast milk, they say, amniotic fluid, an endocrine disruptor. So maybe we avoid it. Again, I don't have 100% data here, but I don't know. I would just go for the zinc oxide. Or maybe wear water shirts and cover up a little bit. 1-877-DOC-TOMMY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. CNN is reporting that snake bites kill 200 people a day. Snake bites kill more than 200 people a day around the world. Apparently, they interviewed Thai firefighter Pinyo Pukfinyo. He was bitten by a king cobra. Tip of his thumb, made it to Bangkok Hospital within 15 minutes. He was given antivenom, thank God, because a king cobra, if you look at their teeth, that venom could be fatal. He said the doctor didn't believe at first that I was bitten by a king cobra. I had to tell him that I was an instructor teaching about snakes. I'm very good at identifying types, thank God. It affected me for 2 months. He had to go back to the hospital and have surgery to remove dead tissue on his thumb. Problem is most victims don't know about snakes. They'll try to ice it or stick butter on it or suck it out or I don't know. And they might not go to a hospital. They say snake bites kill between 81,000 and 138,000 people a year. And it disables almost 500,000 every year. And I don't know if you know this, but we have a global shortage of snake antivenom. Especially in rural areas like sub-Saharan Africa and Asia. Snake bites cause more death and disability than any other neglected tropical disease. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got rattlesnakes. We do have antivenom, hopefully enough. And luckily in America, we have no problem calling or going to the ER for anything. We're pretty good at that. So we got bit by a snake. We're like, oh my God, if there's a snake, we're even near a snake. I mean, again, cats brought in lizards yesterday, chasing a couple lizards in the house. And, you know, I'm screaming bloody murder because I think there's like, you know, it's a Gila monster. It's not a Gila monster. It's a snake. Or it's a lizard. But we kind of panic a lot because, you know, we learn this stuff. So the World Health Organization is on it. They are launching a strategy to deal with the problem, the campaigns to halve by 50% the death and disability from snake bites by 2030. They're going to invest $136 million in educating communities to prevent bites, making more effective treatments, and improving healthcare systems. And we need more anti-venom. The Wellcome Trust is also behind the push. They're going to invest $100 million over the next 7 years. I'm glad these people have money for this. Thank God. But we need anti-venom that's safer. They say the current method hasn't changed since the 19th century. What they do is they extract venom from a snake and administer it to a horse or other animal in small doses to make an immune response. Then the animal's blood is drawn, purified to get those antibodies, and then they give you the antibodies. So it comes from a horse or injecting horse protein into people. The only thing is sometimes that has risk. You could have adverse reactions. You could get rash, itch, anaphylaxis. So the anti-venoms are not perfect. You know, we think of James Bond needing to drink an anti-venom. Or, you know what I always think of with anti-venom? The second Indiana Jones movie, The Temple of Doom. Remember, he needed an anti-venom. It was red. So he grabbed it, drank it, and I was like, oh. And you're like, wait, it's not that easy. 2010, Sanofi Pasteur had to halt production of its FAV Afrique anti-venom. It's not very profitable for pharmaceutical companies. Now, this anti-venom was supposed to be effective for several African snakes. But if you don't have people buying it, no one wants to make it. So what they really want to do is come up with a universal anti-venom. So whether it's an African snake, or whether it's a snake from Australia, or whether it's a rattlesnake, hopefully the anti-venom could work. They say every 5 minutes, 50 people are bitten by a snake. Every 5 minutes. So what should you do if you get bit by a snake? One, it's got to stay calm. Okay? Now, some people say, what if it's a dry bite? Oh, you can't tell. You can't tell if it's a dry bite. You still have to manage every bite as a medical emergency. And you got to be careful because your symptoms of it would be severe pain, swelling, bruising. Many times we do see the bite marks. You could then start getting swollen or tender glands because the body's trying to fight infection or trying to draw out the venom. You could get tingling, burning, stinging. You could start feeling anxious, nauseous, dizzy. Start getting dizzy, get blurred vision, headache. Unfortunately, you could also start getting stomach pain, breathing difficulties, start having trouble swallowing because the antivenom affects your nerves. Heartbeat could go awry, start getting weak, confused. You might even start to hemorrhage, bleed from the gums. You could collapse, even go into a coma. Now, in Australia, they say there's 2 deaths a year from venomous snake bites. That's not a very large number, considering we were just told that every day 200 people die. So, we need to identify the snake. Because we don't have a universal antivenom, all right, we don't want you to, after you were bit, go and chase it down. But if somebody does end up killing the snake, or even able to take a picture of it, that would help. be prepared if anybody got bit by a snake that you might have to even, you know, start CPR. But you should get an ambulance if the person was bit and it seems pretty severe, or take them to an ER immediately. You got to apply pressure and mobilization bandage. We want to keep them calm. Keep the arm down, relaxed. Do not wash the bite area, they say. That's interesting. According to healthdirect.gov, they say if you bite the area, any venom left on the skin could help identify the snake. Now, I kind of learned opposite. Get the venom away. Don't let the body absorb any more. They say never, and I agree with this, never apply a tourniquet. Do not cut the wound to cut out the venom. Now that makes it worse. Do not suck the venom out. You will not suck the venom out. So you put a pressure bandage over the bite, have it tight. Use like maybe a roller bandage. You want to immobilize the limb because you don't want them moving. Keep the person and the limb at rest. You can even mark the site with a pen. But these people may freak out. And so how do you recognize anaphylactic shock? How do you recognize if it's going really bad? Well, they may have difficulty breathing, talking, swollen tongue, dizziness, swelling, tightness. They may look pale. They may also start to cough. What a lot of people don't realize is many people that start going into anaphylaxis, they just start coughing. So like, man, when did you catch a cold? And no, it's not a cold. So sometimes coughing is a sign of respiratory distress. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the U.S. flu, still out there. Here we are, coming into summer. We still have flu. Luckily, levels are dropping off. But they say the deaths are as high as 57,000. 57,000 people have died this year of the flu. It's made 41.3 million people sick. Again, this is why I had such a cow, you know, about why everybody's freaking out with measles and they're not showing the same passion when it comes to flu. We have 800 plus measles cases, which does kind of freak me out a little bit. I thought we had it eradicated, but 41.3 million people got sick with the flu. No. We don't have to vaccinate everybody for the flu. Can someone explain that to me? CDC reported another 5 new related deaths in children, so 91 kids have died. So flu activity maybe was a little better this year than last year, but I'm sorry. 53,300 deaths as a result of the flu? So we've had a couple of resurgences, right? We had H1N1, then H3N2. I think we need to have a much better conversation about what we're going to do next year. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.